This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Hey.
Aba tlogele tsa babedi ke tsa babedi.
Ya, tsa babedi. Ba tsa babedi ke tsa babedi. Ba boraro anya ke.
Wa boraro ke ke ba boraro ke mpia.
Ya, yena anya ke wa gago ya tseke taba tsa ga.
Ye,
le seng se di sa tlo go tlo yena tseke sa da tsai.
Go go kwela.
Ka ba ke ke anetse. Ka le bo.
Go go kwela monna ge shubushielo in Mamelodi. Tsidiso, good morning.
Morning, Gwen, how are you, man?
Good, how are you?
Good, man.
Mm.
Are tsatsa modlong tse pedi tse tharo ka
spinyana. Okay.
Tapelo na game ali.
Mm.
Trust the woman but never trust the devil within the next man.
But this next man has been her friend for 15 years batho.
Bona kwena e so.
Eh.
O ka tsama yo sa apara ring ne mo monone.
Eh.
Wa khata.
Mm.
O botsa ke re le lesbu o ka kra aste a tenne ba nong aste a unya.
Mm.
Wa bona.
Mm.
Number 2. Mo le tinye le batho ba le ba sa tsannang ho ba ho ba teng.
Yes.
Manese a proper mo ba le mote. Le kishi ya tsa pride.
So ness is not to date. You're saying that you won't date a ness.
Yeah.
Why?
Never.
Why?
Ba rudi batho ba le.
Ka nnete.
Yo, e bile ona competition wena.
But what if they are rude to batho ba not to you at home?
Ke kwena wa bontsha re re ke medical aid wa discovery, ha ona le di allergy.
A ke na medical aid for starters.
E tla go ka la fongwa le go jotse mo karolo le re go papara sa ba yang bombe ba. So I never to date.
And then ya no mba go shop right but attacking. Ke di eyelash.
Di
eyelash le makeup ka re go please re ka re rafcast. O itse la sugela
na sharp tsiditso.
You are our guys. Good morning, Semi. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Sharp, sharp.
When I just got you the letter, he's not telling the whole truth.
Mm.
He's not telling the truth. He's dishonest. This guy is clearly caught them doing something untoward.
Mm.
And that's why he's ordered them to keep the distance from each other. And that's why the woman is even decided, no, I'm going to distance, keep my distance. And I'm distance from this guy.
Mm.
Why is she obliging?
I mean, what if nothing happened? That's why he's saying. But should I go ask if he did anything, he would have known. I get it. That's why he's asking her. So now the woman has said her baite kitloelo bolela lwena. So do I then go to my boy and say, Chief, can't you why usabatli kibolela lengwanyana?
That's what I'm saying. This woman, if like these people didn't do anything wrong, this woman was going to stand up. She was going to say, no, you're not going to tell me. She was going to say to her boyfriend or whatever it is, and say, you're not going to tell me to keep a distance from this guy because I've known you longer than I have known you. So this guy is not telling the truth. He's being dishonest. He must come clean and say that, he called us doing something on what, and that's why he told us to keep a distance.
But and then don't you think he could have also told the guy also if there was an issue, hey, Chief, I know what you did, stay away from my girl. So why hasn't he told me if and then we did something? Why doesn't he come
that's
to
why,
me?
That's why I'm saying the guy is being economically the truth. And the last thing, Queen, cashiers, security guards, and this woman who work in the media and entertainment industry, there are no goals.
Banna. Okay. Thank you, Semi. Semi in Dobsonville. What's wrong with cashiers? I don't have a problem with the cashier.
They keep the change. I'm kidding.
Well,
there's nothing wrong.
I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with the profession, but a human being, Jay. Nothing wrong with the profession.
I guess, you know, different strokes.
from different folks.
As it were. Let's welcome now on the line our guest, Themba Ntuli, to help us unravel this mystery, ya tapelo. Good morning, Themba.
Good morning, Gwena and the family. How are you doing?
Good, how are you this morning?
I'm easy, my brother. I'm easy.
Great, and thank you always for always making time to speak to us. We truly, honestly appreciate it. So, here's the story. You picked it up. Tapelo introduced these two. They are now in a relationship. But now the guy says, I don't want you next to my girl. He's like, so I don't know what happened. Should I go and confront him and ask why, or should I just respect his wishes and move on?
It's quite an interesting one. Thank you for having me. I think I concur with most of the callers to say the chances are, as umchida, you know how a guy is. And I think there's this unspoken rule amongst guys that chances of, you know, umchida being in a friendship or being in a platonic kind of a relationship with a lady for more than 10 years are very slim. Chances are, you know, you think to yourself that maybe they are actually friends by default, not by choice. And what I mean by that is, by choice is when you see a lady and like, okay, really, we are going to be friends. There's nothing in it. I'm not trying to ferrea her. I'm not trying to hit on her. But by default, you know, then becomes the thing of saying you tried your luck on this lady and it didn't work out, and therefore you guys are now friends. So umchida, the friend of the lady, is probably thinking, you know, to himself that maybe there's something happened between these two. So therefore, I don't want near, you know, my woman, or I don't want my woman near this man.
But when would this thing have happened? If I have known umchida for 10 years and I've known the girl clearly, and if we are that tight as boys, if anything had happened between us before Gilly introduced her, I would have, I don't know, or I wouldn't even have bothered introduce you to a girl that I know I have a crush on, that I like, that, you know, I still have ambitions that maybe one day.
Yeah, look, you're right. So it could be that side of the story. Or another flip side of the story is, you know, as guys who know each other, we know a shenanigan. So, and you know that now that you're in a relationship with this woman, you don't want her to be close to umchida wako because umchida wako knows your skeleton. So you fear that maybe at one point or the other, umchida might spill the beans and it might actually ruin your relationship. It does not matter, Gwena, how much longer they've known each other. As friends together, the three of them. But the truth of the matter is, now that there is a relationship involved, the dynamics are changing, right? So I think then the boyfriend is trying to protect whatever that he has, you know, by actually restricting the friend, the lady, you know, being friends, continuing the friendship with Utapel or whoever, you know. So I think those are the two elements. As much as maybe the listener did not write any of those, but I would get that sense, because, I mean, it does not make sense that after so many years, now that they're in a relationship, suddenly people are becoming distant and cold, right? So, but yeah, so I think those are the two things. Either they had a thing going on and umchida find out about it and he was like, nope, you're not going to continue being friends with this guy. Or, you know, umchida fears with you, there are some things that he wants to keep secret between the friendship, because as friends we can talk about anything and everything, but if now there is my woman involved in the picture and my woman is close to you, then I get to be scared that you might actually spill the beans because you're quite comfortable with her as well. So there's that element as well.
So is umchida looking out for himself, and also then should Tapelo then just stay out of it, because
clearly
It's, you know, there's issues of trust from umchida with Tapelo. I don't want you near this relationship. Yes, we are friends. Yes, you are friends with her. But this time, let us be. Let this us be a couple, and you stay out of it. Full stop.
It's a bit of both. So it could be issues of insecurities, but also it could be issues of boundaries, right? Look, I think ideally one would think that it's easy to transition from friendship to relationship and things still be the same. But often than not, things change. It's probably gonna be a different issue if Tabelo's girlfriend was also involved in the picture and she was so much friends with this girl, and then you know there are then couples that are friends together. But the truth of the matter is, at this point in time, what we know of is that Tabelo is a standalone who is a link between the two. So those are again very funny dynamics that are at play. So Tabelo should really stay out of it. Of course, he can ask Kumchidawake, his friends, and say, "My boy, what happened?" You know, but I mean, if the boy does not want to come forth and actually explain what happened, then he must just really stay out of it. I love what one of the callers said, to say there's no reason for him to actually now supervise the relationship simply because it was the link between the two, right? I think they are all adults. If there's issues, he might feel like he deserves to actually get answers. Actually, I deserve to get an explanation from my friend. And he can try. I mean, I think he's well within his rights.
I would confront him. I would. Yeah. I would say, like, ow, my guy. And then, is there something that I did? Is there something that I said? You know, so that I know, even when I'm not invited to the wedding. You know what I mean? Because at this rate, Tabelo is not coming to the wedding.
Yeah, no, I don't know. At this point, he's not invited at all. Yeah, and I think I would also advise Tabelo to actually, I wouldn't use the word confront, but I would ask, I would use the word ask, because confronting means like you are ready for war. You're concerned.
And I'm confronting, Chief, why? What did I do? What did I do? I've known this girl longer than you. Why do you not trust me? Come out with it, King. Don't come here with your insecurities. I'm confronting you.
I think he's not going to like the response, But I mean, again, we learned from studies that Amachita guys, we are quite territorial in nature. So we want to mark our territory. That's our genetic disposition as Amachita, as guys. So you'd find that that's one of the other things and elements that I play here, to say he just really wants to mark his territory. He does not care how long the relationship or the friendship has been, And I think at this point in time, probably Mchita is doing the right thing, because once you get into a relationship and it's quite stable, you at some point have to choose between friends and relationship. And often than not, the wisest decision to make is actually choosing your loved ones, choosing your lover, meaning that you the person that you're in a relationship with. So I think maybe he just really calculated the cost and decided, no, I'd rather, choose my relationship and build something going forward. And Tabelo is no longer involved in the equation going forth, So yeah, Tabelo can ask Umjita to say, Ntwana, what happened? But then he must be ready for an answer. I think, again, he must not be attached of the effect and be so attached to this to say, we've been friends together for like 10, 15 years. It really does not matter at this point in time. Dynamics have changed.
So finally then, to the point that I was talking to Bonola about, in terms of relationships versus friendships. So should then this couple again prioritize their relationship ahead of, because both of them are friends with Tabelo. So then the priority would be, focus on, if you want to build a relationship, a family, a lifelong relationship with this person, focus on it, and abandon your friend.
I wouldn't call it abandonment, to abandon people, it sounds like you just discard them,
Hey, I'm so bad. Stay out of this thing. Go do your thing.
But I would call it deprioritization. You deprioritize your friends. Actually, I'm big on that. To say the minute you get into a relationship,
deprioritize. I like that. Yeah.
You prioritize your loved ones. You prioritize your partner, and deprioritize the friends. And what that means is that should there be a chance between you spending time with Namajita and spending time with your woman, you'd rather prioritize that, to say, I'd rather spend time with my woman or my partner than going out with friends with that and the other. Because truth of the matter is, you feed a relationship before it feeds into you, right? So you need to work on it before, for it to work. And part of the working part, Gwena, is actually you prioritizing the relationship and it taking the center stage, right? And one of the mistakes we make as people is to want to actually take everybody, everybody we've had in the past into the relationship. There are certain friends that, unfortunately, you'll have to cut off, because either they know too much, or, you know, they are not so much of a great influence into the relationship. Therefore, you need to cut them off, you know, keep them at an arm's length and deprioritize them and prioritize the relationship.
Fantastic, Temba. We're going to have to leave it there. But as always, thank you so much for making time to speak to us. How do we find you on the socials and otherwise?
Thank you for having me, Gwena. So the name is Temba Tom Nduli across all social media networks.
Fantastic. Temba Tom Nduli talking to us there. But at the end of the day, I mean, the big issue is that what's more important to you? Your relationship with your significant other or your relationship with your friend? Because my thing is that relationships may end. Relationships end. But your friend will still be there for you. So I guess to Temba's point, maybe don't just discard, but maybe deprioritize. I like that phrase. Africa Unite are the woman. This woman is mentioning Thapelo a lot in the relationship. That is why boyfriend is canceling Thapelo. Yeah, it could be, you know, like when somebody just, so why is this boo? Hey, why? Hey, yeah, yeah, work as boo too much, man. Yarr. Everything is boo. Aye, untapis it. Yeah, but why should everything be boo? I see the other day, Nalis Booner. Yo, why is this boo urata coffee? So, yo, Lindang Garangamu cancel and Gamu deprioritize. Peter Daniels, I want to know what the lady's response is. Does she agree with it or not? But a very interesting point where Peter Daniels, but also the thing is, what if, I mean, you know, in relationships, whether you agree or not, sometimes there has to be some level, because then you say, I want Thapelo in my life. And then, bago damp. Oh, okay. Choose ache. It's me or him. Not that it's fair to do that, but, yo, this headphones, batong. But yeah, I mean, maybe it does come down to that. Let's keep the conversation going on Twitter, on the socials. The hashtag is Power Up Quickly. Muncho, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, ne, stay away from cashiers. Stay away, and I mean it. A friend of mine is seeing flames, and I believe bamujisite or bametile. Oh, I see it. But or ba metile ka Gabi. When last did I hear somebody arse lo ke Gabi ba tumbamudim? Hey, right, with an open heart and empty stomach, via Codios, it's 6 o'clock.
Power News.
The top stories. So help members of the MK party and one ANC member, God, and job losses said to impact families in the country.
And in sports, Akaz Chiefs release three senior players. And we also look at the Proteas, who are preparing for a World Cup semi-final again, when they will be playing tomorrow against Afghanistan. I'll be with more at 6:30.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.